Hello, this is Mary Demuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the scriptures verse by verse. I greet you with joy and excitement of what's going to happen today. And so, Lord, I pray for those who maybe don't have that that feeling about today. I pray you give them a holy verve, a holy joy for what you can do on a crazy January day. Today, we are going through 1 Timothy 5, verses 11 through 16 in the Phillips translation, and it says this: "Don't put the younger widows on your list. My experience is that when their natural desires grow stronger than their spiritual devotion to Christ, they want to marry again, thus proving themselves unfaithful to their first loyalty. Moreover, they get into habits of slackness by being so much in and out of other people's houses. In fact, they easily become worse than lazy and degenerate into gossips and busybodies with dangerous tongues. My advice is that younger widows should normally marry again, bear children, and run their own households. They should certainly not be the means of lowering the reputation of the church, although some, alas, have already played into the enemy's hands. As a general rule, it should be taken for granted that any Christian, man or woman, who has a widow in the family should do everything possible for her and not allow her to become the church's responsibility. The church will then be free to look after those widows who are alone in the world. Mind if I pray for you?" Lord, again, all these instructions, and we're so grateful. And we don't know the context of what was going on in first century Jerusalem at this time or the surrounding areas. But my hunch is that there were some people that Paul is specifically addressing here. And Lord, I pray that his words of caution would be words of caution for us, that we would not chase after our own desires, our own reputation, our own happiness per se, but that we would pursue you first. Anything in our life that takes the place of you is an idol. And Lord, I ask for your forgiveness today for chasing after things I thought would fulfill me, chasing after reputation, chasing after finances, chasing after the applause of men. And Lord, these young widows are guilty of that same thing. They're chasing after an exciting life. They're chasing after anything and everything but you. And so, Lord, forgive us. If this last week has been a week of chasing things that aren't you, forgive us and help us to chase you, to look to you for everything, to ask for sustenance from you, to be near to you. You are our light. You are our salvation. You are our strength. You are our hope. You are the one who walks us through the valley of the shadow of death. You are the one who prepares a table for us in the presence of our enemies. I pray for the person today who is in the presence of an enemy, and I pray for a feast in the middle of it. I pray they would feast on the goodness of you, that you would bring joy and peace in the midst of that conflict. Lord, I am terrible at finding joy in conflict. I let the conflict take me over and cloud everything and ruin a day. And so, Lord, I have empathy for folks that are walking through that. And Lord, I pray you just lift that burden today. Lift the burden of carrying the weight of a painful relationship. And I pray that you would beautifully walk alongside my friend who's struggling in that way. Lord, I do pray also that you would open our eyes to the needs around us. Paul here encourages families to take care of their own, and Lord, help us to become responsible workers at home and workers outside of the home and people who are faithful to you, so that we can be people who take care of others and have the economic ability to do that. Lord, thank you that your abundance that you give us is to help others with their lack, not to hoard for ourselves, not to take it in for us, but to give back to you and to give to others. So help us to live freely today with open hands. It's not our money. It's not our resources. It all belongs to you. We are simply stewards. And I thank you for that beautiful picture today. And I pray it in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. You've heard me ask this before, but I would really love it if you could be a part of our February 1st celebration of 1 year of Pray Every Day. What a blessing that will be. Go to marydemuth.com. There's a little tiny microphone on the upper right-hand corner. You can record a testimony up to 5 minutes. That's going to be a longer episode, but I think it's going to really bless you. Hey, if that freaks you out, you can just go ahead and record a prayer or a testimony on your phone to say your name, where you're from, and how Pray Every Day has blessed you, and you can email it to me at mary@marydemuth.com. I hope you have an amazing day.